To gain a place within the ivy-covered walls of Oxford University, it may help to know the meaning of the Latin phrase quid pro quo. Two officials at Pembroke College there have resigned after they claim that a substantial donation to the college would help arrange admission for an incoming student. The story appeared in the London Sunday Times. Jonathan Calvert reported it. He joins us. Jonathan Calvert, you instigated the sting. You posed as a parent. Can you explain how you did it?
Well, we were approached initially by a businessman who said that this practice was going on, that you could actually buy your way into Oxford University by making a substantial donation. And so we decided to set up what we call an undercover operation, whereby I would be an English banker based in America who was over for a couple of days to sort of check around various colleges to see whether if he made a substantial donation to the colleges, in this case it was £300,000, then he might get special treatment.
So you were there. You said, I have a son. His grades aren't, what, that great?
I said he's reasonably bright, but his grades are probably not as good as the people that you would normally get into Oxford. And that, you know, there's a good chance that he would be refused entrance.
And they said, well, yeah.
They said, well, I tried this on four colleges. Three of them said, no, we'd never do that in a million years. One of them said, yes, we would. And they then started to sort of sketch out how this might be possible, which was that what, in effect, they would do is they would make an extra place on. In this particular case, we were asking to try and get onto a law degree course. And so they would make an extra place on the law degree course for us.
Now, Oxford University is actually a collection of colleges, and Pembroke is one. And you said you approached the others, but they didn't bite?
Yes, there are something like 39 colleges in Oxford, and it's made up of those colleges. As an aspiring student to Oxford, you apply to the college, not to the university itself, and that gives you a place within the university. Some colleges are richer than others, and some have relatively little wealth. As it turned out, the particular one that was willing to accept our donation was not as rich as some of the others. I mean, it's a marginal thing. These are not places which are in any great poverty at all. They have wonderful buildings, manicured lawns. They sort of reek wealth and privilege. The reason it wants extra money is because it wants to improve its halls of residence, and it wants to create new internet links for its students. So it's not as if it really needs that money.
What kind of lesson is this teaching? I mean, it's money that matters. Cheaters prosper.
Well, quite clearly it is, and quite clearly, the reason that the university itself, once they heard about this practice, has been so appalled by it is because, quite clearly, you are able to buy your way into Oxford.
So what's likely to happen to the fellows at Pembroke and the admissions process?
Well, they've already resigned, and so I think they've gone. What's happening at the moment is the university itself is carrying out an investigation into this. I would imagine that out of this there'll probably be new toughened guidelines to stop this happening again. Whether it will or not, I don't know, because I think, you know, these things can still always be done in secret. I mean, there was the great stress throughout my conversations with these two fellows at Oxford was that this must be kept absolutely confidential, that nobody should know about this, because they knew what they were doing was wrong, but having said that, the money was so tempting.
Thanks very much.
That's all right.
Jonathan Calvert is a reporter for the London Sunday Times.